Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to Lewis in Covington. I think he wants to talk about the Falcons. Lewis, thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey there. I appreciate that. Listen, I have been a long-time listener, first-time caller. But and the other day I was trying to call and just couldn't get through it. And so I was listening to y'all today, and I'm really frustrated. But what I'm frustrated about is a lot more than just the players playing. I'm kind of frustrated and what I've been hearing from a lot of people that call in and saying, get rid of the coach and all of that. And I have a question I just want to ask. Now, I've coached basketball teams, and I started thinking, I said, on my coaching those games that we have lost a game, how many times did I miss a free throw? How many times did I go out there and do something stupid and make a bad foul on somebody that cost us a game? And so I've got this thinking, okay, how many coaches, the games that we know that the Falcons definitely possibly should have won, how many times did the coach get a penalty call on him? How many times did the coach miss a field goal? How many times did the coach not catch the ball? Or
how many times did the coach call a dumb timeout? How many times did they have too many men on the field? Okay, not enough men on the field. How many times does the coach decide to rush five guys and then rush four guys and the Colts go down the field and win a game?
Let me ask you, are you saying that there's too much blame on Raheem Morris? Is that what you're saying?
No. What I'm saying, no. There are parts when the coach should be blamed. But I look at the games that I've looked at that we have lost that we should have won with games that because the players made stupid mistakes.
Right. But at the end of the day, when your team malfunctions or something go right, it's still going to be on your shoulders. The buck stops with the coach. I mean, that's in time and memorial, fair or unfair.
I understand that. But if I go to practice and we work on that in practice, and that day, just like that player, he tried to catch a ball knowing that he should not have called it. Mm-hmm. So we blame the coaching on that and what they're doing. That team end up getting the touchdown. So that one touchdown right there is the difference in the game being won or lost.
It is.
And I understand that buck stops with the coach. But we keep blaming the coaches for every time the team lose a game, which is unheard of.
But here's the thing. If you got you're a coach, so you coach. You got a problem with a player. You got a player can't rebound. You keep them on the floor. We've had bad special teams all season long. They've done nothing to fix that. That's coaching, boss.
We can't say they haven't done anything to fix it because in practice, that's when they fix it. And yet they don't expect the player to get out there and do the same thing that they just went over with.
It's interesting that are you mad, Mike? It's interesting
I get it. He's a coach, and maybe he's too close to the coaching profession. But, yeah. But it's just the NFL. Raheem is also not, he's not doing this for free. And, blanks and giggles is a volunteer either.
No, there's a lot at stake here. Pride, reputation, and obviously the salary you make, which says there has to be a certain responsibility that comes with winning and losing. Look, the cause and effect is pretty simple. The better coach teams, and I understand what you're saying. See, you can lose a game like we lost Sunday if you win the ones you're supposed to win. The problem is we haven't won the ones we're supposed to win, and we've lost them in similar fashion, which makes you wonder why the attention to detail is not there. You're telling me we work on this at practice. Okay, we do. Guess what? Guys make mistakes at practice. This is why you correct them. And then if you can't get it corrected, you put somebody else in their place. And then if that guy can't correct it, then you start moving other pieces and you let guys go. There has to be accountability in this process of we're either going to get it right or somebody's losing their job. That is the problem we feel, at least on this show, that if there hasn't been enough of that. And then when you fire a coach earlier in the season, it makes you wonder and scratch your head. And then we ask coach, we didn't, but the rest of the media did, and we'll ask him tomorrow. Why do you feel like there shouldn't be a change with the special teams? If you feel like it's hurting your football team. So as our last caller, I understand what you're saying, but there is a cause and effect to this. And I also believe, like, when you look at the better teams around the NFL, but let's pick any sport, there's a reason why they are the better teams. All these teams, believe it or not, are very close when you talk about right. the talent level in the NFL.
The margin of error.
The league is built for parity. It is not built for dynasties. So the level of talent, guys, if I took you to a team and you didn't know it was the Chiefs, and I just showed you a random team in blue, and I took you to the Cowboys, and I said, this team's in green, and you didn't know what that team was, I'm telling you, the talent level is right here. The difference in this league is execution, coaching, and mistake-free football.
Now, again, I think the right coach can maximize the talent we do have on this roster. Again, this team, Raheem did enough to have it at 6-3. And then, let's be honest, circumstances overtook us. They were too slow on the draw to get Cousins out of there. They either didn't have Penix prepared or whatever. That's the thing. Why couldn't you have fixed it? And we let that season slip. That's, to me, it's not just about this season. It's about two seasons.
But, Mike, if
two seasons bodies of work. And I'm sorry, the days of having 4 years to get your thing going.
No.
Look, in hindsight, we were just talking off the air. Everybody was done with Arthur Smith. I don't know if it might have been better to keep him around now, having the hindsight of perhaps he was building to something. I don't know. I mean, damn, Arthur Blank did the press conference, made it sound like the guy was the greatest coach. It was like, why are you firing him?
You liked him.
You yeah. know, at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah. Mike, did it sound like, and we appreciate you listening. Thank you for calling. You said you're a first-time caller. Don't be a stranger. We can agree to disagree on this. You have your feelings about it. But we cannot make Raheem Morris out to be a scapegoat. He is responsible for the production of this football team. That is it. And when you go around the league and I start naming head coaches, all right, from Super Bowl winners to the guys who haven't won a damn thing, they're all responsible for the production of their football team. We cannot sit here and make him out to be like, well, they practice it and he's saying this, but they're not performing it and therefore he's not responsible. No, you're responsible for your kids' behavior when they're small and little. When they become adults, they're responsible for their own damn behavior. You've got to hold somebody accountable. And I cannot sit here and say, well, you know, Raheem's coaching them up and he's doing all these things, but yet they're making these mistakes. They're still making the mistakes.
I mean, look, you hired a coach with a losing record, and now he's got a bigger losing record. I mean, it goes back to the whole process. And I'm with you. My feelings about that, you look at what Vrabel's doing, you look at even down in Jacksonville, with basically the same roster with Liam Cohen's doing. I mean, you're seeing guys having results. We talked about Ben Johnson. Eberflus didn't know his butt from an offensive playbook. He's a good defensive coordinator.
The Dave Canales thing to me, Mike, is the biggest, like, right. What the hey?
I mean, it's one thing to beat us, and now you watch this, beat the Rams, a team which people pencil into the Super Bowl right now. That's coaching, changing the culture. So I think we're just spinning our wheels right now. And the thing is, do we continue to delude ourselves that it's going to get better? What could you possibly see on this team to think something's going to change and be better next year if you keep the status quo?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.